Oh, and you'll like this one, John. It's about generosity and baseball. Our story today called Catch and Release by Mike Herman. I've been going to professional baseball games and trying to get a souvenir baseball as far back as I can remember. A foul ball, a home run ball, even a batting practice ball, anything would do. I was taking in batting practice for the St. Louis Cardinals, and as I watched Mark McGwire and his teammates, I got to know a five-year-old boy who was also trying to get a ball. His name was James. He tried hard to pronounce the players' names as he politely asked for a ball. Mr. Timlin, can I have a ball, please? Before I knew it, my mission became getting a ball for James. For about 20 minutes, I told him the names of the players who had a ball near the fence that we stood behind, and the players turned and smiled as James tried to say their names. Still no ball. Finally, I told James he could have my ball if I caught one, and I'd been unsuccessful in catching a ball for almost 28 years, so I felt that looked like a safe promise. I wouldn't be telling this story if you didn't know what happened 5 minutes later. I caught a ball, and yes, I gave it to James. Made me wonder how often God wants to give us something until we're willing to give it away. Hebrews 13:16. Do not neglect to do good and share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.